This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In our next episode, entitled The Bookie Barber, it aired, by the way, on April 16, 1962, was written by Ray Safian Allen and Harvey Bullock. And Harvey Bullock is a familiar name to you Andy Griffith Show fans, and directed by Bob Sweeney. I like this episode because I just like looking at the facial expressions from just about everybody in this episode. But we have some characters that we normally don't see in Mayberry, which I think makes this episode a little bit different. This, is, by the way, is the only episode in which you see a sign for Floyd's Barbershop that says, "Two chairs, no waiting." You remember Floyd always wanted to have two chairs so there'd be no waiting, but this is the only episode that has that sign, "Two chairs, no waiting," which is also the name of another podcast you can listen to. In this, what we're calling the Mayberry Radio or Podcast Network. My friend Alan Newsom, I highly recommend you listen to that podcast. Anyway, let's get back to this episode. So a gentleman comes into Mayberry. His name is Bill Medwin. And if that face looks familiar, that is a veteran character actor, Herb Vigran. And he's portraying Bill Medwin. And, you know, he's one of these actors that you see in tons of shows and movies and stuff, and you might have trouble remembering his name, but he's certainly a familiar face and does a good job on this episode. But you know, he basically tells Floyd that he's been working in the big city for a lot of years and he's now semi-retired, and so he asked Floyd if he could work as the second barber, hence to make Floyd a two chairs barbershop. He said he'd bring all his own equipment, all customers, and said he'd best of all that he'd work on commission. So basically Floyd has a partner. He's going to make more money. All he has to do is really give up some space. So, you know, Floyd's excited about this. But after a while, what becomes intriguing are the the customers of this new barber. You know, and this sort of catches Andy's attention when he starts to see these people coming in basically on a daily basis. And, you know, how many times do you come in and get a haircut? And, of course, you get other things done. You can get facials and those kinds of things, which is what the customers are doing. There's a funny little joke where one of the guys comes out and, you know, I hate to say anybody's ugly, but he has an ugly look on his face. And, you know, there's joking about what it'd be like if he hadn't had a facial. And again, it's funny. But so Andy gets intrigued by seeing these same characters coming back to Floyd's barbershop. And then Aunt B also gives Andy some interesting information, says that Sarah, again a character on Andy Griffith Show who's the switchboard operator we never see, but as she has from time to time and does, she listens in on some of the conversations, and she's listened in on some of the new barber's phone calls, and she said that Sarah tells Aunt B that she thinks the new barber's a playboy because she keeps hearing phrases such as Tiger Lil not coming home until 10 to 1. Which, of course, is gambling terminology, and Lindy Lou didn't show it all, so she takes it the wrong way, which I think is beautiful writing by the writers here, because being able to take something that's gambling terminology and the simple-minded Sarah taking it the wrong way. However, you're not going to get this past Andy Taylor. So Andy recognizes that terminology, and then he understands what's going on, and so what they want to do is now try to find a way to catch him in the act, so to speak. So Andy tells Barney, and you know Barney's, he's wanting to get in there and somehow catch him and catch him red-handed. And so, but you know, Andy doesn't want Barney to get involved. Now, at this point of the episode, the new barber and none of his customers have seen Barney, so they don't know what he looks like. So, but Andy gets his attention taken away. He has to go handle another matter, and then Barney decides he's going to take it on his own. And here's one of the few episodes where Barney dresses up like a woman, in this case an old lady, and he goes into the barbershop to make a $2 bet. Now, what's interesting about this is Floyd's not around, and again, it's good writing because Floyd may have, you know, Floyd would have given away Barney for what he was trying to do. So Barney's in there trying to talk like an old lady, and there's a little, before he even goes in there, he runs into Opie, and And little Joey, one of Opie's friends, and they think Barney looks like Mrs. Cox, the second grade teacher. And so, again, Barney dressed as a woman is just hilarious. And another thing I like about this episode is Barney, again, gets his terminology wrong when he says compulsion complex, when he's meaning to say compulsion complex. So, there's just so many cute separate moments in this episode, which is why I like it so much. But anyway, Barney goes in dressed as an old lady, and he's trying to make a $2 bet, and the customers and the barber around, and after Barney sort of realizes they understand what he's trying to do, Barney makes a grab for the black bag, and so, you know, Barney has no chance against these big guys and the new barber, but just in the nick of time, and Andy does this in so many different ways in so many different episodes, he comes in to help out. Andy opens up the bag, and there it is. It gives all the evidence that he needs, and so they arrest Medwin and the rest of the game, and they're extradited back to the big city. And you know, Floyd's sort of out to lunch in a lot of episodes anyway, but I mean that not in a strict sense, but in this strict sense, he was out to lunch during the arrest, and he has no idea what was going on. So again, I like the way Floyd's included in the episode, but and he even makes a joke earlier in the episode that he might develop barber's claw from gripping his shears so much, but you know, when all the action's happening, Floyd's nowhere to be around. So again, it was really interesting. Another thing you've heard me talk about Mount Airy, North Carolina, where they have Mayberry Days. There is a Floyd's barber shop in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and it's run by Mr. Russell Hyatt, and you can go and visit there, get a haircut, pick up all kinds of souvenirs. And so I think it's something that if you get a chance to go to Mount Airy, whether it's during Mayberry Days or not, that you might want to go by and see Floyd, the real Floyd's barber shop. So again, another good episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and one that I think that stands out because of the different characters, and I think really has a good plot and really solving a crime in the Andy Griffith Show. So again, it's another reason why I really like it. Now, here's my trivia question today: the new barber, Mr. Medwin, how much does he charge customers for a shampoo? Okay, I'll say that question again. The trivia question is, how much does the new barber, Mr. Medwin, charge his customers for a shampoo? If you think you know the answer to that, you can email your answer to me at burke@mayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E @mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see the answer posted beside the name of this episode again, which is The Bookie Barber. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at, again, burke@mayberry.com. I really appreciate you listeners continuing to follow the Andy Griffith Show through this podcast. I enjoy doing these podcasts, and I hope you continue to enjoy listening to them. But again, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. It's B-U-R-K-E. And as I always like to say, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.